Some elements of President Bush's education proposal have broad support in the Senate, but there is considerable disagreement as to how much money should be spent on public schools and special education. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
President Bush's education budget is in trouble in the Senate, and the man perhaps most responsible for that is a Republican, Jim Jeffords, senator from Vermont.
Local governments are really having a hard time to keep up with the pace of education. And a lot of that reason is that they're not getting what the federal government promised.
Special education is the perfect example, says Jeffords. He should know. He helped write the law that Congress passed 26 years ago, requiring the federal government to pay 40% of what it costs to educate children with physical and mental disabilities. Jeffords, who chairs the influential Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, says the federal government has never even come close to spending that kind of money, nor does the president's budget. Mr. Bush is asking for a record $7.3 billion for special education next year. Jeffords wants nearly three times that, every year for the next 10 years. The price tag, $180 billion, says Jeffords.
That will put more money in the hands of the local governments and the states than they've seen in a long time. And if you're looking at taxpayer relief, this is the way to do it.
The Bush administration disagrees. So Jeffords and a handful of centrist Republicans have broken ranks and joined Senate Democrats in slicing the president's $1.6 trillion tax cut. They're demanding billions of dollars more, not just for special education, but for schools that serve low-income children, teacher training, and school construction. Stunned by his failure to win support for his education budget in the Senate, President Bush has since gone into campaign mode, traveling to New England last week to defend his education budget and his tax cut.
And I've made it clear, I stand on the side of the people who pay the bills in America.
Behind the scenes, meanwhile, the Senate has already agreed to support most of the president's education proposals. Democrats, for example, have quietly endorsed yearly testing of students in reading and math, a cornerstone of Mr. Bush's education agenda. And though they've rejected the administration's plans to give parents vouchers to help pay tuition at private or religious schools, Democrats have agreed to help families pay for after-school or weekend tutoring, possibly through some kind of voucher program. That's a huge concession by liberal Democrats. If there is a skirmish over private school vouchers this week, that's all it'll be, a skirmish. The president, meanwhile, has decided to focus on things he can get done, like overhauling the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. This is a 36-year-old law that sends about $15 billion in aid to public schools. Both the White House and the Senate agree that funding for dozens of programs covered by this law should be consolidated into a few block grants with fewer federal strings attached. Both sides also support a tripling of funds for reading programs. Still, the Senate has put the Bush administration in a bind. Not only has it derailed the president's tax cut plan, it will probably force President Bush to spend a lot more money than he wanted on what he calls his number one domestic policy goal.
What we need to do is to make sure not one child gets left behind.
Senate leaders say an agreement with the president over federal education funding is possible within 2 weeks. I'm Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.